Welcome to the His Way Out Ministries radio broadcast with Pastor Philip Lee. We are dedicated to raising awareness, educating, and encouraging the body of Christ to minister to those who struggle with homosexuality. We believe restoration is available through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ and the healing power of the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Pastor Philip Lee.
Good morning, and thanks once again for joining me for the His Way Out Ministries broadcast. This morning, before we turn our attention to a very specific teaching, I have some very, very important news to share with you. For the past 50 or 60 years, numerous scientists have set out to prove that men and women were born with same-sex attraction. During those many, many years, scientists after scientists, once again setting out to prove or discover a gay gene, not one scientist to date has been able to conclusively prove that homosexuality is inborn. Just very, very recently, medical research has now concluded that there is no gay gene. Dr. Paul McHugh, the Distinguished Service Professor of Psychiatry at Johns Hopkins University and former psychiatrist-in-chief for Johns Hopkins Hospital, has studied sexuality for the past 40 years. Dr. McHugh just very, very recently now states and has conclusively proven that it is a scientific fact that there is no gay gene. But Dr. McHugh does not stop there. Dr. McHugh also explains that the permissive sexual culture in the United States today has confused desire with love, and that homosexuality is a false or an erroneous desire. Now, there's other studies besides Dr. McHugh's that have also come to the same conclusion, again, with each study proving there is no gay gene. If Dr. McHugh's findings in his report was not substantial enough, very recently also, the American Psychological Association now has a course correction stating that sexual orientation and gender identity are not fixed after all. In what could be called a stunning reversal, Dr. Lisa Diamond, a top researcher of the American Psychological Association, an avowed lesbian activist, states that viewing sexuality as exclusively two types, heterosexual and homosexual, that are rigid and unchangeable, no longer applies. California psychologist Laura Hayes writes in an essay that the battle to disprove born that way and can't change is now over. Diamond is actually telling gay activists to stop promoting the myth. What all of what I just shared with you means in very plain English is what many of us have known all along. Sexual desire is fluid, homosexual desire is not hardwired, and that born that way and can't change is a myth. Folks, I would submit this morning that we have now entered into a new day. That said, our sexuality is a good, wonderful gift from God the Father, providing sexual expression stays within God's well-defined, holy boundary lines in terms of sexual expression. This is Pastor Philip Lee with His Way Out Ministries. Join us on Saturdays at 7 a.m. for the His Way Out Ministries broadcast. At His Way Out Ministries, we believe men and women impacted by the brokenness of same-sex attraction can be restored through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ and the healing power of the Holy Spirit. Our intent is to extend compassionate Christian ministry for such persons. His Way Out Ministry services include care groups, workshops and seminars, educational resources, and biblical discipleship. For more information about His Way Out Ministries, please call 661-432-7856 or visit hiswayout.com. Join us on Saturdays at 7 a.m. for the His Way Out Ministries broadcast. But what is causing so many men and women to radically dismiss and depart from the scriptural model of Christian sexuality. Almost on a weekly basis, I hear, "I know what the scriptures have to say about living within God's holy boundary lines regarding sexual expression. However, I'm going to follow my feelings and emotions rather than the truth I know." Today, far too many are banking their entire being on, "Well, since God is love, how could any form of sexual expression be unacceptable to Him?" What has happened to the fact and reality that God is holy and calls all of His faithful followers to holiness, which points directly to the fact that He is a God to be feared as well? Meaning, we have a healthy awe and respect for God, and we do not take God lightly. Christians are the temple of the living God. God has said, "I will be their God, and they will be my people. Touch no unclean thing, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters," says the Lord Almighty, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 16 through 18. Considering God's promises, every Christ follower is to pursue godliness and holiness, and abstain from anything and everything that seeks to contaminate both body and spirit. It is this call to holiness by God Himself when He said, "Be holy as I am holy," 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 16, that must always be the deciding factor. Every Christian should desire to do what is good and not yield to the evil desires of our heart, whether those desires are heterosexual or homosexual in nature. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22, we are called by God to purify ourselves by obeying the truth. Frankly, even desiring a person to fulfill any form or degree of sexual pleasure is sinful according to Jesus' definition in His Sermon on the Mount. Listen to Matthew chapter 5, verse 28. "If you look upon a woman to lust after her, you have already committed sin in your heart." Far too many men and women have tragically bought into the lie that they can never be free from sexual and relational brokenness. But that is not true. Every person in the throes of any addiction will say, "I feel this desire is so strong that I don't believe I will ever be able to get rid of it." But once again, the truth of Scripture clearly states that we can be free. I ask you to please listen to Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. "It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery." Without a doubt, Scripture provides overwhelming evidence that any man or woman that may have been practicing any number of unhealthy behaviors contrary to God's word and His will can find forgiveness, freedom, and restoration. But where does that man or woman in tremendous need of God's mercy and grace begin? Where does the journey to wholeness begin? I would submit that it begins by setting ourselves in agreement with God that all Scripture is for our well-being and was divinely given to the prophets of old without error in its original
delivery. This is Pastor Philip Lee with His Way Out Ministries. Join us on Saturdays at 7 a.m. for the His Way Out Ministries broadcast. How should we, the church, respond to homosexuality? At His Way Out Ministries, we strive to offer a balance of both truth and grace. We believe the mandate of the church is to be God's expression of both His heart and mind towards homosexual people and homosexuality itself. We share, there is a God who loves you, and you can be reconciled to Him. Can we help? Absolutely. Freedom from homosexuality is possible through the unconditional love and grace of Jesus Christ. Find out more at HisWayOut.com. Join us on Saturdays at 7 a.m. for the His Way Out Ministries broadcast.
The Bible is not just some collection of man-made myths or opinions. Yes, you and I do follow both the red and the black print, embracing the truth that since God is all-knowing,
He indeed is trying to protect us from unseen danger. Therefore, what you and I think, what you and I feel, must always take a back seat to whom God is and what He has clearly stated. Having a personal relationship with Christ Jesus and embracing Scripture in its entirety enables us to fight from a position of victory and not defeat. What I continue to find intriguing are those still questioning if a homosexual can truly, truly change. The Oxford American Dictionary defines change as to make or become different, to pass from one form or phase into another. Certainly for any individual, the greatest change is to become a Christian and know that your eternal destination has been changed from hell to heaven, to know that you are now born again. While Scripture and an abundance of secular literature provide evidence that homosexuality, though deeply ingrained and even habitually practiced, can be overcome both as a lifestyle and as identity, may seem still to differ. Some may even object and require an explanation of what it means for a homosexual to truly change. To be sure, in the world of men and women that struggle with same-sex attraction and those that love them, the word change is indeed a hot button. Often, individuals who are normally mild-mannered and passive can become very red-faced and belligerent at the mere mention that change is even possible. Maybe you've noticed heated arguments erupt when this issue is brought up. However, I believe the question, can homosexuals really change, is a fair and monumentally important question. Based on my ministry experience, each person seeking to overcome homosexuality is different. The men and women that have exited homosexuality span a wide variety of ages, personalities, occupations, nationalities, and church denominations. Some of these men and women have been free from any form of homosexual involvement for 10, 20 years, even more. And they are not just suppressing their strong homosexual or lesbian longings. There has been a true resolution of this issue in their lives. Often caught in the middle of the emotional conflict regarding change is the person who struggles with unwanted same-sex attraction. To him, and I'm using the pronoun generically for both men and women, the issue of change is more than just an issue of emotional debate. It really strikes at the very core of his being, either bringing hope or despair. Certainly, there is no identical plan of action for healing, restoration, deliverance, no quick fix or 1-2-3 formula. Many seeking freedom from unwanted same-sex attraction have found all the help they needed through their local church. Others have found support through a local ex-gay ministry, which offered spiritual guidance and frequent fellowship support groups. Still other men and women, those with deeply rooted symptoms needing professional expertise, have sought additional private psychological therapy. Having been around the phenomenon of change for quite some time, I am convinced that much of the conflict regarding homosexuality and change comes from a misunderstanding of the meaning of change. Redemptive changes occur in all of us as human beings and are precipitated by many things: God's timing, our desires, our commitment to God and the healing restoration process, our past involvement in sinful behavior, and what it was that pushed us ultimately toward this particular sin in the first place. With homosexuality, it is no different. The contributing factors to a man or woman having an issue of same-sex attraction are numerous and complex. However, that does not minimize God's power and sovereignty, nor does it change the undeniable biblical evidence that God can change the life of a person involved in homosexuality. Homosexuals have been experiencing change since the Bible was first written.
This is Pastor Philip Lee with His Way Out Ministries. Join us on Saturdays at 7 a.m. for the His Way Out Ministries broadcast. I, like many other men and women, once bought into the notion, once gay, always gay. After exhausting everything this world had to offer and everything that gay seemingly had to offer, I surrendered my life to Christ Jesus on October 5th, 1985, and everything in life changed. Freedom from the gay identity is indeed possible through a genuine, deep, personal, intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. I would like to share with you the life-changing message, truth, and power of God's Word, which freed me from homosexuality. For more information, please visit HisWayOut.com. Join us on Saturdays at 7 a.m. for the His Way Out Ministries broadcast.
I would once again direct you to a very important scripture passage, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 through 11. Yes, change occurs within a process that does take time. Spiritual growth is a lifelong process. Working through character faults and past hurts, immaturities and insecurities is a long process for everyone, not just the recovering homosexual or lesbian. What is that process? What are some of the battles that they will undoubtedly have to face? First, there must be an admittance that I need to change. It's pretty tough to admit that I need to change, especially if I have had same-gender desires for as long as I can remember, and they feel natural. To admit that I need to change is to say that there is something wrong with the way I am or the way that I live. That's a pretty tough pill to swallow because it hurts our ego. However, admitting that I need help is a brave, very courageous first step. Change is a cooperative venture between God and ourselves through the power and the transformation of the Holy Spirit. Leaving homosexuality is something like submitting to major spiritual surgery. Identity becomes in absolute turmoil. That should not be so surprising, since every time we make a change in our behavior, it is usually because the pain involved in that behavior outweighs the pleasure. Maybe you've noticed, while we know intellectually we must make a change, our feelings don't necessarily follow along the same line. Men and women that say goodbye to homosexuality or lesbianism experience grief, disorientation, and confusion. Any time we lose something or someone important to us, the loss registers deep within our being. Not surprising, since the loss impacts our life and we grieve. For people coming out of homosexuality, the loss can be multifaceted. It can result in identity confusion, possibly a partner, the loss of the partner, a secure living situation. Many different factors come into play. The change is often dramatic, and the grief, disorientation, and sometimes confusion that follows can often be very, very devastating. Exposing the roots and opening old wounds can be costly. Why study or explore the root of homosexual same-sex brokenness? In terms of homosexuality and understanding homosexual development, I submit points the way to true resolution. The changing of any behavior necessitates retracing the steps that have brought us to this point. The looking at family dynamics, painful childhood experiences, the possibility of physical or sexual abuse, peer pressure, temperament and interests, societal influences, all can play a part in shaping a person's sexual orientation. If I desire to understand how I arrived at this point of brokenness, I must delve into life very, very deeply, examining the path I have taken and what might have robbed me of a healthy heterosexual identity. Identifying painful situations and working through them once again is a part of the process. Being totally committed to the will of God, why do some people make it out of homosexuality while others do not? One common denominator among those men and women that have experienced significant change involves the issue of surrender of control in their lives across the board.
This is Pastor Philip Lee with His Way Out Ministries. Join us on Saturdays at 7 a.m. for the His Way Out Ministries broadcast. Today, with the increasing acceptance of homosexuality, many Christian families are frequently finding themselves caught in the crossfire of sounding too harsh or too accommodating. How do they effectively reach out to their loved one without compromising what the Bible says about homosexual practice? At His Way Out Ministries, we offer them the same grace, understanding, and love that Christ offered us. His Way Out Ministries offers biblical guidance, encouragement, and support to help families face and deal with homosexual issues in the family. For more information, please contact His Way Out Ministries at 661-432-7856 or visit hiswayout.com. Join us on Saturdays at 7 a.m. for the His Way Out Ministries broadcast.
Nothing short of total commitment to the will of God, despite our strong feelings, emotions, hormones, and temptations, will hold a homosexual to the discipline needed for the change of process. Ultimately, the Lordship of Christ and the authority of Scripture must prevail in all circumstances and take priority regardless of what I think or feel. Sexual sin is very insidious. At its core, it is a need to be loved, to be held and treasured. But like so many of Satan's tricks, sex becomes the cheap substitute, the means to an end. Commitment to God's will necessitates death, a death to self, a death to what I want when I want it, and giving over to what God wants from me. It is literally putting God on the throne instead of self. Yes, there is a cost to change. Ultimately, a person's freedom or deliverance from homosexuality comes from a person rather than a method. Ironically, the interesting thing about the change process is that change itself should not be our ultimate goal. Change of any type or to any degree will only occur when that person pursues a far more compelling goal and focus. Freedom, change, healing, restoration occurs when you and I look upward to Jesus and our purpose to enter more deeply into fellowship with Him. Right now, there are men and women at all levels of change. And once again, I would submit, all Christians face the decision of accepting or rejecting the Lordship of Christ. As our Creator, God is the only one who knows exactly how to restore us and bring about change. To those that have made the journey out of homosexuality and those that are now in process, I applaud their courage and the ground that they have gained. I believe you have chosen the high calling of God. Therefore, please listen to Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. He who began a good work in you will carry it to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. His Way Out Ministries remains a ministry dedicated to coming alongside of individuals, both men and women, struggling with the brokenness of same-sex attraction. At His Way Out Ministries, we continue to offer a variety of ministry services. We offer biblical discipleship. Biblical guidance and prayer support is available in person, by phone, or email. At His Way Out Ministries, we continue to offer a variety of care groups, which offers encouragement and support to persons desiring freedom from homosexuality, as well as family members, spouses, and friends of those who struggle with homosexuality. We offer a variety, a selection of various workshops and seminars, education and training sessions for adults and youth, providing biblical truths about homosexuality, identifying the root causes, and always, always encouraging a Christian response. We offer a variety of educational resources. Our website, hiswayout.com, offers a wealth of information for your convenience, an abundance of testimonies, educational videos. Articles are all available for you to download and share to help someone who might be embarking on the journey out of the brokenness of same-sex attraction. Our Vimeo channel offers, once again, a selection of videos. And as well, on our website, we offer an abundance of material, again, workshop material and exercises, if you will, to equip the church to be more effective in reaching to those with the brokenness of unwanted same-sex attraction. His Way Out Ministries remains home-based here in Bakersfield, California, with extensions of ministry now available in Guyana, Trinidad and Tobago, South America, and Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Pastor Philip Lee with His Way Out Ministries. Join us on Saturdays at 7 a.m. for the His Way Out Ministries broadcast. Today, many Christians are feeling very unequipped on the topic of homosexuality. They want answers to questions ranging from, is it genetic? Does the Bible really condemn homosexuality? How can I love Christ and my gay neighbor without compromising what I believe? At His Way Out Ministries, we offer education and training sessions for adults and youth, which provide biblical truths about homosexuality, identify the root causes, and encourage a Christian response. All His Way Out Ministry services are centered on the biblical foundations of compassion, integrity, and dependence on God. For more information, please contact His Way Out Ministries at 661-432-7856 or visit hiswayout.com. Join us on Saturdays at 7 a.m. for the His Way Out Ministries broadcast.
We are here to come alongside of the body of Christ to help in a very, very specialized area of ministry. Again, as the director of His Way Out Ministries, I want to thank you for tuning in. We greatly appreciate your support, and I hope until next time, when we tune in once again this same time, Saturday morning at 7 a.m., I pray the Lord will continue to richly bless and comfort you. In Jesus' name, God bless you.
His Way Out is based on our concern regarding the issue of homosexuality, and we seek to minister to those within the church and the community at large with the truth of Scripture, the power of our testimony, and the dialogue of issues. For more information, contact His Way Out Ministries, 1830 Truxton Avenue, Suite 102 in Bakersfield, California, 93301. Or find them on the web, hiswayout.com, or call 661-432-7856. And join us again next time for His Way Out with Pastor Philip Lee.